My baby, I think we need to talk. Aw, I know. Conversations that start that way are a little scary, but don't worry. Everything's going to be okay, I promise. Well, we've been together for a few years now, and as much as I love you, and I really do love you, I've come to the realization that some things need to change in our relationship. Shh. It's okay, baby. I have everything figured out. I've been talking with my girlfriends and, well, they've opened my eyes to a whole new set of possibilities. Who? Well, let's see. Amy and Caitlin have been especially helpful. And Donna has given me all kinds of advice. My mean friends. I'm not sure what you mean exactly. You don't like how they treat you. How they talk to you. Why is that? I can see why you would see it that way. It might look like they aren't very nice to their boyfriends, but trust me. Once you understand, you will see everything differently. Last night, they let me in on a little secret. Do you want to know what they told me? Are you sure? Really? Because if I tell you this, it could really change things with us. Okay, but I want you to be really sure. Because once I tell you, like I said, it is going to change things. So, Amy, Caitlin, Donna, do you know how often they have sex? Right. Sorry. Why would you? Well, let me tell you. Every night. Sometimes twice a day. Sometimes even three times a day. The point is, whenever they want it, they can get fucked. And not just fucked, but fucked by a hot guy with a big, thick cock. A guy who can fuck them for hours. They get that feeling of a big, strong guy holding them down, ravaging them, taking them, doing whatever he wants. Dominated, controlled. Used. Fucked. Oh, honey. No. No. I'm not asking you to have more sex. I'm not asking you to fuck me like that. We both know you could never do something like that. It just isn't what you're good at. You're great at a lot of things. I love how we cuddle and kiss. You're very attentive as a lover. I mean, I love how you touch me, how you kiss me, and I love how you eat my pussy. You are a really good lover. But you just don't have what it takes to please me in bed. You're just too, well, small. When I told the girls about it, they couldn't stop laughing. In fact, they felt so bad for me, they ended up paying for my drinks all night out of sympathy. You must know it. I've never said anything before because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And I was afraid if I told you how I really felt, you might get all self-conscious in bed, and what little pleasure I did get from your tiny little cock would be even less satisfying. See, that's what I mean. You're embarrassed. Well, you should be. They all have guys with tiny cocks too, but not like yours. Like I said, you must know. How could you not? Oh, baby, I am sorry, but it's true, and you want me to be honest, right? It's always bothered me, and more I feel like I've been giving up a lot to be with you. I really miss the feeling of having a big hard cock inside of me. But that isn't you, is it? No, it really isn't. Oh, no, I'm not breaking up with you. Not at all. I love you, baby. We have everything I want in a relationship except, well, that one thing. And that one thing is something you can never give me. You understand that, right? And so, here's the thing. Like I said, Amy and Caitlin and Donna have figured out a way to deal with exactly the same problem that we have, and they've offered to let me in on their little secret. An open relationship? Well, not exactly. I mean, it isn't a way. Well, it'd be open for me, but not for you. Well, of course it isn't fair. But it also isn't fair that I got stuck with a guy with a tiny little penis. But that isn't the only thing that's going to change. Listen, I know you don't really like my friends, but you have to admit, they are all kinda hot. I mean, we all are. We've always been the alpha girls. We've always had the pick of any guys we wanted. We snap our fingers and guys fall in line. They all want to be with us. You know it, and I know it. I get asked a lot why I'm with a guy like you. And I never really thought much about it until last night. A few drinks and a lot of discussion, and I finally had to admit something to myself. I like you because I can control you. I can manipulate you. You let me be in charge. You'll do whatever I say. You're weak. Just admit it. You like how I control you. You like me being in charge. Sit still. Oh my God, I can see you getting hard. Don't you dare cover it up. I mean, I can see you responding. Calling it hard is a bit of a stretch, isn't it? Hard implies big, thick, swollen, not teeny tiny. I said sit still. Hands at your side. That's a good boy. Now, where were we? Oh yes, all of my friends are the same way. We all pick guys that we can boss around, but we all fantasize about fucking guys that are able to take us down a peg, put us in our place in bed, fuck us good and hard like we need. Don't worry, baby. I could never be in a relationship with a guy like that. I want a guy like you for everything else. Someone who I can get to do anything I want with just a snap of my fingers. We both know you want that too. You always have. I always have too. But it is time we stop pretending. It's time that we're both honest about what we need and who we are. The girls call guys like you betas. And they call the guys we all want to fuck alphas. It's okay, baby. You're my beta. I think it's time we both accept that. Don't cry. It's a good thing. I love that about you. But it does mean things are going to change. But it also means I get to be me, and you get to be you. No more pretending that you're a real man. No more acting like you have any control. No more need for you to make decisions or even think for yourself. I'm going to do that for both of us from now on. That's right, baby. Just let go. You're all mine now. It's what we both want. And it's what we both need. There's something else, baby. Something I really need. Something I can't do without. Oh, I've always wanted to do this, but I've never really had the courage. Your little dick. I want you to know that it will never please me. I want you to know you're inadequate as a man, as a partner, that it's never gotten me off, not once. I hate having you fuck me. It makes me feel diminished every time you do. I can't stop thinking, why do I even let that little thing inside me? What makes you think you have the right to fuck me? You don't deserve it. You never have, and you never will. I just put up with it because, well, I never thought I had any other option. Stand up. Drop your pants. And underwear, too. See? See what I mean? No, don't you dare cover it up. How long is it? Let's see. I brought a ruler. I have to admit, that's the hardest I've ever seen it. And still, I want you to just stand there and let it sink in. Look at it. Useless. Tiny. It's why this is happening to you, and I never want you to forget it. I'm never going to let you forget it. There. Now Amy and Caitlin and Donna all know too. Oh, shut up. I told you things were going to change. Get used to it. If you want us to be together, there's going to be a cost from now on. You need to realize just how incredibly lucky you are. Most girls would dump you if you couldn't satisfy them. I'm sure it's happened before. Maybe they told you, or maybe they gave you some lame excuse to spare your feelings. I am not going to spare your feelings. In fact, just the opposite. I want you to think about it and feel it every day. Every time you look at me, I want you to think about your tiny cock and how it will never be inside me ever again. Every day, I want you to want it. I want you to crave it. And need it. But I'm telling you right now, it's never going to happen again. I hope you remember the last time, because it literally is the last time you will ever fuck me. Shake your head all you want, but your little cock is still rock hard. Oh my God, it's leaking. The worse it gets, the more turned on you are. Now what am I going to do with this sticky mess you're making? Open your mouth. Good boy. Now lick your cum off my finger. Oh, that isn't so bad. Stop pretending. This is the kind of thing that happens to boys like you with tiny little cocks. I said things are going to change, and I really meant it. But there is one more thing. This is the most important thing. I need you to make a choice for me. I said I love you, and I do. I said I want to be with you, and I do. But in order for us to stay together, I need you to do something for me. Do you know what this is? Oh, you do? Interesting. I want you to put this chastity device on for me. That's the choice you have to make. Because it's a condition of me staying with you. Put it on, and we stay together. If you don't, that's it. We're done. The choice is entirely yours. So here, make your decision. Put it on and hand me the keys. Otherwise, there's the door. Oh, baby. You did it. You locked your tiny little cock up from me. I'm going to keep it that way, you know. Don't pout, baby. Oh, it turns me on to see you all locked up. You want to turn me on, don't you? Oh, I'd be careful about getting too excited. It already looks pretty tight. And I'm not sure it's going to feel too good if it gets hard again. That should help you with your chronic masturbation problem, too. Oh, yes, I know. You think I wasn't aware of all those times you'd sneak off and masturbate? What you do in the shower in the morning? How you jerk off in bed some nights when you think I'm asleep? Well, good luck with that now. If that little thing can't give me any pleasure, it sure as hell isn't gonna give you any. But you know what does please me? Frustration. Desperation. Squirming. Pleading. Begging. It won't do you any good. You're staying locked. Look at that. Your balls are already starting to swell a bit. Oh, from what I hear, that's only going to get worse. But don't worry. The girls told me about something called milking. It really helps relieve the aching and the buildup. Apparently it doesn't do much for the frustration, but it will keep the pain to a minimum. Aww, squirming already. Caitlin gave me this necklace. You know what it's for? It's for the key to your chastity. I'm going to wear it around my neck as a constant reminder to the both of us. See, you're changing already. I can see it in your eyes. You can feel it slipping away. Your control. Your sexuality. Any chance of ever fucking me again? Or of ever fucking anyone again? Those days are over for you. And do you know why? Because you deserve it. You deserve to be kept locked up and frustrated. But it isn't really fair to me, is it? I mean, you know how much I like being fucked? How much I need it, right, baby? Just because you're frustrated doesn't mean I have to be. Well, it's like I told you. My friends have a list of guys, of alphas. Guys who will make themselves available any time, any place to come and fuck my brains out. All of them 8 inches or bigger. All of them able to go all night. All of them like it rough, hard. They know how to take control. They know how to really fuck a girl. Oh, don't worry, baby. I'll always come home to you. I'll just be cum drunk and barely able to walk. I'll be well fucked and used. With men who know how to make me cum. And when I come home to you, you can cuddle me. You can hold me. You can take care of my well-fucked pussy. You can hold me close and feel my body. You can smell the scent of another man on me. I'll smell like sex. Like sweat. Like cum and wet pussy. And that's as close as you'll ever get to fucking me. As we cuddle and you hold me, oh, I'll tell you all about it. Oh, how it felt. how hard I came. Every detail. My excitement, my arousal. Ugh, being pounded and fucked until I can't think. Coming over and over and over. All those things you can never give me. I miss those things. Maybe I'll run my fingers over your cage and tease you. Maybe I'll let you lick and kiss and taste my pussy. But you'll have to be so gentle. Loving kisses. Pampering me because I'll be so sore from having a big hard cock in me all night. Now, my little beta, I need to make a phone call. Shh. Just listen. Hi, is this Kevin? Yes, that's right. Amy gave me your number. Oh, you did? Really? That's so sweet. Yeah, she told me you might be available tonight. In an hour? Sure, I can do that. Yeah, I know where that's at. I'm looking forward to it, too. In my bottom dresser drawer, there's black lace panties, a matching bra and garter belt, and some black stockings. I want you to go get them for me. Good beta. Yes, I know you bought them for me. I remember. Anniversary, right? Last year? How does it feel watching me undress? Seeing me naked? Knowing you can't have me anymore? Oh, does it hurt? Is it hard for you to see me like this? Getting dressed for another man? I wonder if he'll even let me take these off. Maybe he'll just rip them off of me. So sexy. I love this lingerie. You really chose well. Now, go get me my red dress and black heels. You know the one. Good, beta. Come here. Kneel down. Press your nose to my panties and sniff. I want you to feel how wet I'm getting just thinking about tonight. It's been so long since I've been properly fucked. So long. I want you to keep that scent in your mind, knowing that tonight it's for someone else. Someone who can please me and make me come. How do I look? Good enough to fuck? Now, I'm going to put this chair in front of the door. You're going to take off all of your clothes and sit here and wait for me. I don't want you to get up. Just sit and wait. I might be an hour. I might spend the night. You are going to wait for me and think about what I'm doing. Naked, caged, and alone. Just like you deserve to be. Oh, and one more thing. Just to make sure you behave yourself. Amy's coming over to be your cucksitter tonight. She's going to keep an eye on you and make sure you do just as you're told. Now, I don't want to keep my alpha waiting. Be good, and don't give Amy any trouble, understand? Good. Oh, hey, Amy. Yep, it all went just like you said it would. Make sure he behaves himself. I'll let you know when I'll be home.